Palestinian Walks by Raja Shahadi. As a child, I used to hear how my grandfather, Judge Salim, liked nothing more than coming to Ramallah in the hot summer and going on a saha with his cousin, Abu Amin, leaving behind the humid coastal city of Jaffa and the stultifying colonial administration which he served and whose politics he detested. It was mainly young men who went on these expeditions. They would take a few provisions and go to the open hills, disappear for the whole day, sometimes for weeks and months. They often didn't have a particular destination. To go on a saha was to roam freely, at will, without restraint. The verb form of the word means to let the cattle out to pasture early in the morning, leaving them to wander and graze at liberty. A man going on a saha wanders aimlessly, not restricted by time and place, going where his spirit takes him to nourish his soul and rejuvenate himself. But not any excursion would qualify as a saha. Going on a saha implies letting go. It is a drug-free high, Palestinian style.